RCN members respond to ballot result. We've been given no choice. Michelle Gerard Rucroft, nurse practitioner and RCN member. RCN members have once again voiced their anger at the government's below inflation pay offer by voting to reject the deal. 54% voted against the derisory offer of a one-off two-part non-consolidated payment for 2022-23 and 5% for 2023-24. Further strike action was immediately announced by the RCN leadership, who advised acceptance of the deal, but have now been pushed by the strength of feeling from the members. The strike action will run from 8 p.m. on the 30th of April to 8 p.m. on the 2nd of May, without derogations, agreements with managers to provide cover. This takes the RCN to the end of a lawful strike mandate period, so members are being balloted again, so that further action can take place, if necessary, throughout the spring and summer. We must put pressure on the government to get back round the table and improve the insulting offer. No healthcare professional wants to strike or put patients at risk, but RCN members feel they have been given no choice and are fighting for the future of the NHS itself.